in the room. We have 6 commissioners, Bureau of Development Services staff, and an applicant. Applicants here? We have an applicant? I think we do. This is Design Commission for August 1st, 2019. And let's begin by first introducing Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today.
I need 5 minutes to run to my desk.
Okay. Tim Herron.
Laura Duvall.
And I don't think Stacy's mic was on, but Stacy Monroe is here. And then commissioners who are here today.
Jessica Molinar. Chandra Robinson.
Don Vallister.
Sam Rodriguez.
Ryan McCarter.
And I'm Julie Livingston. Thank you very much, everyone, for the effort. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of large projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So today's agenda, we have 5 items on the agenda. The first is items of interest. Just if we have any, it will just take a few minutes to cover. Second item is a type 3 land use review for Holden of Pearl, a senior living facility in the North Pearl District. This is a return of Holden of Pearl, so a continuation of the hearing. Then a type 3 land use review for the Lincoln High School replacement, and I believe this is the first hearing date for the Lincoln High School replacement. Then a design advice request for the Toyoko Inn at Southwest 3rd and Oak Street. And the last item is a design advice request for the Adventist Medical Center in Gateway. The type 3 land use review for Holden of Pearl should be fairly quick. We discussed it at length and had deliberation at its first hearing. Lincoln High School replacement should begin right about 2 o'clock, and because it's type 3, will last about 2 hours. That means the first design advice request for Toyoko should begin about 10 minutes after 4. That's a 90-minute discussion. And the final design advice request for Adventist should begin at about 5:50. And again, that's another 90 minutes. So if you are here for anything other than Holden of Pearl or the Lincoln High School replacement, you are very, very early and have time for a cup of coffee, probably even lunch off-site. So type 3s. This is a return hearing, but I'll still read the procedures. Staff will begin the meeting by outlining the applicable zoning code standards, the area context, and the approval criteria. The applicant will then present their project, and staff will then present a report, which will include information on public comments received during the notice period, findings, and a recommendation on the proposal. Public testimony will then be received in favor of, and then in opposition to, the project. And the chair has the option of imposing a 2 to 5 minute time limit that will depend on how many people are present to testify. Public testimony should relate to the applicable design guidelines. And if you would like to testify on this case, know that there's a sign-up sheet on the counter at the gray wall with the clock. The applicant has an opportunity to rebut the testimony of the opponents, and then we will close public testimony. If any party requests an opportunity to submit additional evidence, the record will be held open for 7 days to allow time for that evidence to be submitted. And then the record will be held open an additional 7 days to allow parties to respond to that evidence by submitting their own evidence. So evidence in response to evidence. After the record is closed to all other parties except the applicant will have 7 days to submit final written arguments, but no additional evidence. And then at that point, the record is closed to all parties, and commission members will discuss and vote on the request. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, the motion fails. So if commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings will be required. At the time of its decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken, but interested parties may attend. Public testimony, if you do want to provide testimony, needs to address the approval criteria, which in the case of the first two cases today are the Central City Fundamental Design Guidelines, and for Holden of Pearl, River District Design Guidelines, and for Lincoln High School, Goose Hollow Design Guidelines. The applicable approval criteria are also identified in the staff report, which is available at the counter that is located at the gray wall where the clock is. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court under ORS 197.796. Commission's case is final unless appealed to City Council within 14 days. If the decision is not appealed, the city will record the decision with the Multnomah County Recorder. The hearing is recorded, and all speakers need to sit at the front table and provide their name and their mailing address before speaking. Tim, very briefly, are there any items of interest today?
Yeah, I'll do a couple quick ones. I had a chance to talk with leadership prior to our hearing today, and just more of an informal kind of check-in with you all. The cheat sheets that you get in your packages, these are the simplified formats of all the design guidelines. Are those working well? Are they just more of a check-in? Or could we do something better with them? Is it a tool you're finding really useful?
I find it really useful, especially when staff includes their comments or brief summaries of each guideline. But even if they don't, it's still really useful.
Okay, good. Cool.
Yes.
All right, just want to make sure. We're just really busy. It was an extra layer that we added, I think about maybe a year ago, maybe 18 months now.
Yeah,
I want to make sure it's still effective.
A couple of hearings ago, and I've forgotten which one it was, unfortunately. It seemed like they had some pretty good comments on it.
It was probably mine, yeah.
Of course, yeah. I should have known that.
So, Tim, you raised the point that this is additional work for staff, and there are not nearly as many planners working in the design review and landmarks review section as there were a couple of months ago.
Thanks, Julie.
Is this a hardship?
No, I think it's more a push comes to shove. I think Jessica just answered it. It's great if there's comments in it, but even as a blank form, it's very helpful to kind of see where things are at. And I think when we're doing all this stuff, you know, the report's the legal has to be done document. And, you know, there's full sentences and grammar and all kinds of things we need to make perfect versus the cheat sheets is really a loose format for us to just slam in some quick comments. And I think if you're fine with it being very light duty from blank to minor notes, that's just good to hear. That's still an effective tool, and that's how we'll move forward. Great. Thank you. The only other item I had is just minor, and it's just more of a humble reminder, because I think at the last hearing we had a project, and it might have been, I think it was with Landmarks particularly, but we had a lot of conditions of approval that were added to a project, and so, which is fine, and sometimes that's what we need to do to get something over the hump and out for the day and approved. Just as a reminder, when we do conditions of approval, just cross-check the design guidelines that you're referencing to kind of to make that nexus for that additional step, that additional push. And again, that's another way, the cheat sheet is a nice reference. So if we do, or we start crafting some conditions of approval that staff hasn't already pre-crafted, or even if it's being modified a bit, maybe just reinforce which guideline, it doesn't have to be all of them, but one or two that really kind of zeroes in on that condition nexus. Little thing, that's all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other items of interest from commission members?
No,
all good. Okay, we will move on to item number 2 on our agenda, which is the Type 3 land use